Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Kehlen Perigud Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Again, we're talking about musical instruments. Keren Agula. Okay, Keren, we know is a horn. But in this Mishnah, it means a kind of a trumpet that they made out of the horn of a behemoth. It's made out of different parts that are connected to each other. And one part is round. Another part is straight. And to connect these, it's not easy. It's not something that anyone can just do. You have to have an expert. On Shabbos, if somebody were connected, you would be chayav achatas, because it's called real building. So keren agula, the round keren, tmeya. Tmeya, of course, means it could become tamei. It's not tamei because it's round. Meaning to say, this could become tamei. And that's because you can also use it as a container. It has a base kibble. Whereas a pshuta, the straight horn, tahira. If it's straight, it's tar, because you can't put anything inside it. So we now know that kalim that are made out of bone, and the horn is a bone, like kli eitz, can only become tameh unless you can put something inside. Metal is the only thing that becomes tameh without the ability of putting anything inside, even if it's straight metal. Let's say the mouthpiece was made out of metal, tameh. It's called mitzupas because it's the narrow part of this horn. Remember what it says in the Beis Hamikdash, says about Tanura, Oimdim Tzvufim, they stood all packed together, or Mishtachvim Revachim, when they came to bow down, Alpinesta was placed. So it's the narrow part, that's why it's called Mitzupas, it's a part that goes into your mouth when you play this instrument. Im Hoysim Mitzupas Shalosh Shal Matechas, if it was metal, Timeya, it's called a Keli. Metal becomes Tameh, or could become Tameh, even if it's straight, even if it has no clay kibble. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah HaKav Shalah. So some say kav is the wide part of this horn. Rabbi Tarfon Metame v'Chacham Metaren. Remember, it's made out of two pieces. That's why we're dividing it. And we're talking about where it's not connected now. So if the wide part was made out of metal, Tarfon says it's tamei, the Chacham say it's tar, the lach is like the Chachamim. Tarfon holds, if it's made out of metal, it's mekabel tuma. It's a zach on its own. This is where the coil comes out of. It's like the amplifier of the horn, the wide part. Even though it's connected to the whole horn, but it does a job on its own. The Chachamim say, look, it doesn't have its own name. It's still part of the horn. And therefore, it's not Mekabel Tameh. However, B'shas Chiburon, when they're connected Hakol Tameh, when this horn is put together, when it's assembled, even if it's straight, it's not curved, but it has that metal piece, the mouthpiece, and it has the metal kav on the other end, the wide part, it's all Mekabel Tameh, even the straight part. And even according to the Chachamim, if the kav, if the wide part is on its own, the Chachamim say, look, it's not a keli on its own, but if it's connected, the rule is, kol mechubal tamei is tamei. And being that the mouthpiece itself is mekabel tamei, that everyone agreed, so the male of the whole thing is mekabel tamei. Ki yoytzabai says the Mishnah Vayter, knei menorah, the branches of a menorah, tar and atar. We use this as a mashal to start with. If it's not connected to the menorah, and you have a branch of the menorah, you don't say, oh, there's a branch. No, you say that's a branch of a menorah that belongs to a menorah. It's not a keli on its own. It doesn't have a name on its own. On the other hand, ha-perach v'ha-basis. Perach is the place where you put the ner into, the lamp into, literally a flower. Basis are the feet of the menorah, what the menorah stands on. Tmei and their tummy. Why? Because you can put things in it. When the menorah is assembled, when it's connected, hakol tamei, then everything is tamei, including the branches. Because once again, anything that's connected to something that could become tamei also becomes tamei. So chazing over our Mishnah, we have this musical instrument made out of a horn of an animal. The mouthpiece is narrow at the end, the other side is wide, that's where the sound comes out of. If it's a round one, it's tamei. Because a keli made out of bones, and horn is a bone, you could put things into, is tamei. If it's straight, it's tahar. If it has a mouthpiece that's metal, a narrow mouthpiece that's metal, then it's tamei. Again, when we say tamei, meaning to say it could become tamei, even if it's not connected, because this is considered a keli on its own. Remember, metal does not have to have a base kibble, even straight metal. You can't put anything into, is also tamei. As far as the wide part is concerned, if it's made out of metal, Tarfon says it's tamei. Even when it's not connected to the horn, it's a keli on its own. The Chachamim say, no, it's tar. They say the bell is part of the horn. It's not a separate keli. What are you going to do with the bell of a horn, with the wide part of a horn, without a horn, say the Chachamim? According to Reb Tarfin, look, this is a machine that amplifies. It's a machine on its own. But that's all if it's disconnected. If it's connected, you have the mouthpiece on one end, and you have the middle part, and you have the wide part on the other end. If they're all connected, and even the Chachamim hold, it could all become Tameh, because anything that is connected to something that could become Tameh is Mekabel Tumah. Then we spoke about the branches of the menorah. The branches themselves are tar. They don't have a name on their own. But the perach, where you put the ner in, where you put the lamp in, and the base of the menorah, these are things that you can put things into them, and therefore, even if they're detached, they're tameh. But if the entire menorah is connected, then even the branches become part of this keli, and they too could become tameh.